Yeah, so it is really an odd situation. So not in the way that it was done. I mean, there is now, as it always is, video material of the what I call an attack, because you can see a fairly heavy car weaving in and out of groups of people taking part in that parade, celebrating a very important cup victory for Liverpool football team. The perpetrator who was arrested from within his car at the scene is a 53-year-old, according to UK authorities, UK citizen, not a migrant. The UK authorities have today said they're treating this not at a terrorism incident. So this is a really odd one, because the way that the car seems to purposefully hit groups of people and then weaves into the next group of people looks to me like a very deliberate act. So my interpretation, without the UK authorities releasing more information, is that at best, this is simply a crazy individual. What it clearly demonstrates, however, is that it's a massive failure of the security cordon around that parade. Nowadays, after all of those vehicular attacks over the last couple of years in Europe, there shouldn't be a massive parade celebration, public event where lots and lots of people concentrate in a confined space, i.e., a street, without physical barriers that prevent any type of traffic from getting there. We had this horrible attack on the Christmas market in Magdeburg, where there was a similar failure of physical barriers. So it's quite unexplainable how that car made it into the crowd.
Yeah, and we had something here on New Year's Day this year where there were barriers, and still the individual managed to wait them out, shall we say, and engage in something similar, which was indeed a terror attack. And I'm wondering, you mentioned some other incidents that have taken place, and specifically, there have been a list of them that have taken place in Germany in the last couple of years and in some other places in Europe. What does this incident in the UK tell you? I guess as we look at what needs to be done, more needs to be done to prevent this kind of thing from happening.
Look, I mean, yes, there was a horrible series. Now we are up to 9 in 12 months of actual terror attacks by extremists of various persuasions. So we had a classic ISIS attack. We had a right-wing extremist. We had a conspiratorial guy. We had Islamist attacks. So we had the whole shebang of extremist ideologies committing violence. 9 attacks in 12 months between May 24 and May 25, something that is unprecedented in German terrorism history. We never had a series like that. Vehicle attacks, knife attacks, so the whole, unfortunately, sad statistic to look at. What we've seen here in the UK, and we still need to release what the actual motivation of the driver was, is again showing that in today's environment, large-scale public events need to be properly secured, whether an extremist or a crazy person. And we had a person with severe mental disabilities knifing down people in Hamburg on Saturday night in Germany. Again, we need to be better in a couple of things. Number one, we need to be better in securing public spaces. And that means more police, that means more cameras, that means facial recognition, all of these things that Europe and Germany has been discussing for a while. Secondly, when it comes to extremist attacks, and I really would like to see how the UK authorities came so quickly to the determination that it was not ideologically motivated. When it comes to extremist attacks, all 9 out of the 9 had a large, in Germany, had a large online component. People radicalized on the internet. Some of them were instructed. One particular case in Solingen was instructed by ISIS via the internet. We need to make sure that we have social media better under control. And that requires, on the one hand, the security forces to have A, the appropriate legal basis that they're allowed to do things, including using artificial intelligence for mass data analysis. B, they need the right technology, which they only can get if they get the legal basis to do so. And then the personnel, which again, they only can have when they have the legal basis and the technology. That, however, is never going to be enough. Social media is too vast that any security force could effectively monitor and detect all of the potential threats by itself. Nor do we want this in a democracy. We need also a legally mandatory cooperation from those social media platforms, which they haven't done on a voluntary basis for the last 15 years of their existence and are unlikely to do in the current circumstances unless there's a legal requirement for them to do so. That requires a rethink on how we treat this industry.
And what advice, again, do you have for the average man or woman when out and about these days, regardless of where they are?
Well, sadly, public events have proven to be targets. They've always been targets. The security authorities do their very best, but as tragically in Germany, in Magdeburg, and now potentially also in Liverpool, if you try to stop the terror attack with physical barriers, there's always a potential gap. So you need to be a little bit more aware of the fact that there's an elevated threat level, because the big building blocks that generate this threat level, the war in the Middle East, the war in Ukraine, are nowhere near to be finished. So these drivers of disruption, misused also by Russia in both sides of the Atlantic to drive divisions into our societies, are not going away. And until that is not better, public events will be a target for extremists and terrorists of all persuasions. So there needs to be better work with the security forces, but everyone of who goes to these public events just needs to be a little bit more aware. Anything strange you see, as the famous saying goes, if you see something, say something.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, GJ Green, WTOP News.